Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Nyati, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. Are you well?
I'm kept well. I'm very safe.
Fantastic. Well, we're continuing to talk about our subject from yesterday, the gift of prophecy. And throughout history, you know, God has given revelations of his will for his people through those who with the gift of prophecy. Now, we have numerous examples that show the prophetic gift in use. And what are some of the examples we see in the Bible of prophetic gift in action?
All right. Maybe we'll consider some texts from the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, because we have already seen much of the fulfillment of those things that they spoke of. A good example is Haggai chapter 2, verse 7 to 9. In chapter 2, the idea put across is the Lord is saying, look, I will shake the nations, and the desire of the nations shall come. And he shall fill this temple with glory. One of the greatest prophecies about Jesus' existence on earth is found in this book, where Haggai does not only talk about Jesus coming to earth, but to a particular temple that has long been destroyed. Any Jesus that appears after the temple has been destroyed is another not known to the prophets. So the prophetic gift shows us one thing is precise. That's the first point, precise in time. The other idea, we can get it from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, where the prophet now points exactly at the birthplace of Jesus. It's believed that Nazareth and Bethlehem are far apart, and Mary becomes pregnant while she stays in Nazareth. At the 90th month, a command from the king causes them to run to Bethlehem as soon as she got to Bethlehem. I always imagine if Jesus was born just 10 kilometers before Bethlehem. Prophets knew the exact place without a mistake. So Micah shows us exactly where Jesus, not 10 kilometers, not 5 kilometers before that. That's another. Maybe two more. Zechariah chapter 9:9 will tell you that Jesus will not only come, but he will be seen riding on a donkey. The exact thing happens the exact way he prophesied. Biblical prophecy shows us one thing. God cannot make a mistake.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what I can say.
Oh, yes. God indeed cannot make a mistake. Truly, truly agree with you there. Now, would you please mention some examples of different people or personalities and occupations that God used to deliver his messages?
All right. Maybe one of the greatest prophets that ever was Moses. As a personality, a timid man, a man who was kind of like afraid. Mm-hmm. But not until he starts his work, will he change the history of our planet? God does not look at what people look at. He saw in the timid Moses a personality that can carry the work beyond the time of his own existence. So Moses is one of those. This man was a scholar. One thing that is now not known is that God delighted in using enlightened minds. According to Acts, Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and in deeds. Yeah. This one was chosen by God to be a prophet. David, a shepherd king, one who's been a shepherd, started his ministry ever before he could sit on the throne as a king. So as both a shepherd and a fugitive and also a king, David stood to proclaim that God does not look at rent.
Yeah.
He can use a shepherd for his own activities. Solomon, who was born a king, born into the kingdom, one of the wisest men that dwelt upon our planet, was also, God delights in using any person whose mind is willing, regardless of their office or their their status on earth. But we have Amos also, who says, I was amongst the headsmen of Tekoa, who were busy picking sycamore fruits on the way. He was amongst those who were cowboys. He says, I was a cowboy, and the Lord spoke to a cowboy and said, come, speak unto my people. The Lord does not look at rank. Maybe for Ezekiel, he was from the priesthood, and God took him from there. Elisha, a farmer, he was found holding the plow when he was called to ministry. Royal children like Daniel and Isaiah were coming from the royal family, princes in a sense. God is no respecter of persons. It comes to calling his people, he does not regard rank. He does not regard education. He does not regard occupation. Anyone with a willing heart is user friendly to God.
Very important, very important. Now, lastly, this is a very important one, especially on the days that we live in. How can we tell if it's at all possible the difference between genuine prophets of God and false prophets?
Now, the greatest work of our generation is to notice that the biblical prophets offered almost every evidence of what a true prophet is. First and foremost, the prophets were not analysts of the future, as we have people who can tell you that such and such a team will win the championship, something that is more of an analytical conclusion than a prophetic conclusion. There are so many analysts that call themselves prophets today. But the things that are written in scripture is, first, the prophecy is for the building of the church. People of God might. So one thing, the prophet is not a builder of a person's life out there. Their work is to collaborate with the work of all the others with the spiritual gift. Imagine to be given a spiritual gift of tongues in your family. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
What is it for with your wife? You already have a language of communication. You don't need to speak in tongues to your wife. So the tongues are also given for the edification of the church. So is prophecy. The first idea is to notice that prophecy is not something that we can use to bet with around here. It is something that God gives to the church for the direction. Isaiah puts it this way. For it says, if they do not speak to the law and to the testimony, if a statement does not regard the law and the testimony of other prophets, it is because light is not found in the statement. Our prophetic messages should also be pivoted at the right source. You cannot be a prophet today, however great, and controvert the words spoken by Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the likes. You have to use those ones as a guide. One of the greatest things to be done in a generation that disregards the law of God is to remember that a prophet would regard that law. That's another point. The other thing that maybe can be spoken of are the words that we find in the book of 1 John chapter 4. It says, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. One of the greatest things that is happening now, prophets are becoming bigger than Jesus. If you check around, their names are sounding more than the name of Jesus. These people believe that their inspiration is of a kind better than the inspiration that he that inspires ought to have had. So John is saying, check around. Anyone who does, any prophet, any spirit, any power that does not bow to the authority of Jesus is none of his. The greatest thing that we can, many churches today are drawing people, or prophets are drawing people away from the ways that Jesus himself spoke. And then you wonder, this one is now bigger than Jesus. These men that are bigger than Jesus are not from Jesus.
Yeah, indeed. And I like that, because once you become bigger than the one who sent you, then we got to, because you can't be bigger than the one that has sent you. Otherwise, then we have to start being concerned, eh?
Indeed. This is one. So to prove a prophet, let them bow to the ways that are already in existence from the Lord. The Lord cannot oppose himself. Job says, I know him. He is of one mind. The idea is, he is not changing, as James would put it. He is not changing like shadows of the day. Mm. The shadow was that direction in the morning and it's another direction. The Lord is of one mind.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
he said long before, he says today.
Today. Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor Mpofu, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon and giving us this very important lesson. We'll connect you one last time tomorrow at the same time and same place. But for today, I do want to say thank you so much and blessings to you.
God bless you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
It is not.